which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, public comments, anybody? Any comments? Seeing none, anybody from the table here? None? Okay, item four, approved consent agenda. We're gonna strike 4.1. And those are the minutes of the last meeting. We'll move to 4.2, 4.3.
Motion to approve 4.2 and 4.3, exclude 4.1.
I second.
Motion and second, all in favor, aye.
Aye.
Item five, discussion and action, 5.1, discussion regarding extra committee member mistakenly added to the board. Nikki?
Chairman, Commissioners, Nikki Soto, City Secretary. If you guys recall, in July, we had an extra member attend the meeting, and, you know, when I noticed that we had 9 versus the 8, I went back to see what had happened with the miscount, because this board is only 8 members. So through the internal tracking process last fall, what I found was when we dissolved the Development Standards Review Board and then added it to the P&Z board, it was in the middle of while we were doing council appointments. So while we added a member from that, the dissolved board, to this board, I did not reduce the numbers needed. So when it came to council for appointment, that's where the added extra person had come in. And so in case there was any questions on, you know, a person appearing and then no longer appearing, you know, we wanted to ensure the board this is why, and if there was any other questions, you know, as to that. Oh, and as a friendly reminder, in October, we're going to, not at the beginning, not in 2 weeks, in October, we are going to have to go across the board. We're going to open it up for candidate appointment applications again for all committees. So just a friendly reminder, if you do receive an email from your staff liaison or me, you know, respond, and we'll just make sure, you know, I feel a question coming on.
Nikki's like, Barbara can't keep her mouth shut.
I just have a quick question.
Yes.
Okay, the person that was erroneously added, they were a part of the meeting that day?
Yes, they were a part of the meeting.
They were not officially part of the planning and zoning, correct?
Well, so they were, but they weren't.
Okay.
So my calculations, when we expanded the board from 7 to 8, and right, we took a member from the dissolved board, right, Development Standards Review, oh, that came over, but my number internally never went down.
Okay.
So we had mistakenly appointed a 9th member,
okay,
that is not approved.
Okay, so the person was not approved. Does that affect any of the action that was taken that day?
The board already brought that back, as well as,
okay,
Chairman Huffman requested that item to come back, and you guys, I believe, took action at the August,
okay,
meeting. So that was corrected as well.
Okay, thank you.
I have one. It's a little bit bigger than just that. That's an uh-oh. Since then, we've had 2 more uh-ohs. We had in that same meeting a second part of a motion regarding rental certificates that was not on the agenda and yet was added to the motion. And we revisited that in the next meeting also. And then we have an uh-oh from last meeting where we recommended a variance when in fact we're supposed to either approve or deny a variance. So we've got, I consider that 3 uh-ohs, and I'm uncomfortable because I think it undermines the credibility of this committee. And I don't know, maybe that was partly my fault the last meeting because I am the one that moved over from Development Standards Review. We never recommended a variance. We either denied it flat out and they could go to City Council for approval, or we approved it flat out and it was approved and done.
Well, so that's something that can be addressed at a later time. This agenda item is regarding the extra committee member.
I was just concerned that we don't have more uh-ohs. So, and it's an extra committee member, so we had an uh-oh. I want to make sure we don't have more uh-ohs.
Of course.
That's, and I felt like that might be a part of this agenda because we're addressing an uh-oh.
If the verbiage would have been different to address the other ones, and that may be down the line, but this one is specifically to the person that was here and then magically not. You know, it wasn't magically, but you understand what I mean.
Yes, so. I do. And that's happened in the last meeting. Yes. I'm doing the same thing.
So the live streaming of the meetings, when it's like we had these people present and, you know, very transparent here at the city. We have everything posted online with the attendance and you see a new name and then not anymore. Right. So we wanted to make sure and clarify with the commission that this is what happened internally. My number, I needed 5 at the time. And when we added
me,
we added you, I still went on with telling council we needed 5. And that's how it ended up.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Yes. And then other things we can discuss later to moving forward. All right. Any other questions?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. 5.2, discussion and action regarding the proposed replat of lot 16 A and B, block 61, South Pottery, section 5, subdivision, to create from one lot into 2 townhome lots.
Good evening. Alex Sanchez, Public Works Director. They're creating one lot into 2 townhome lots. This property is between Padre Boulevard and Gulf Boulevard. It's on the south side of Dolphin Street. There is no improvements required, so it's a fast track. And this is on zone B2. So all the requirements are met. So you have 3 options to approve with conditions, or deny. They have provided the signature, so staff recommends approval.
Okay. Any discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion to approve. Motion and second. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
5.3, discussion and action regarding the proposed replat of lot 4A, block 175, Padre Beach, section 11. Subdivision to combine 2 lots into 1.
Yes, so there's 2 lots, that 3 and 4, and they're creating 1 lot. This is between Laguna and Padre on the north side of Coralie. There's no improvements required, so it's in the fast track. This is located on the Padre Boulevard North. It meets all the requirements. The signatures were provided, so staff recommends approval.
Okay. They are of equal zoning. Mm-hmm. Any discussion?
No. Motion to approve.
Motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All in favor, aye. Okay.
Thank you.
Item 6, adjourn. Thank you.